As the drought and tough winter are coming to an end and livestock prices are rising, the Wyoming Livestock Roundup is here to bring you up-to-date news of agriculture, livestock sales, and a classified ad section for you to find what you need and sell what you don't. Hi, I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. To place an ad or subscribe to the weekly newspaper, call 800-967-1647 or visit us at WILR.net. Thank you.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien. Has all that great music behind our commercials. Get on our website, click on his link, order his music. You need it.
And you deserve it.
You have to have it, too.
And why don't you have it?
What the heck? Yeah, where you people been?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get on our
Come
website.
Come on now.
All right, there you go. Let's have some music.
Oh, yeah.
Wiley in the Wild West riding along with us this week. They are singing Leather Lover.
He's a leather lover, a rawhide man. He throws a 50-foot hula hand. Got a flat brim hat. Skin wrap, he ain't like no other. He's a leather lover. He's a leather lover, one cool cow hand. He rolls a Johnny Blocker with a flick of a hand. He's a brush popper, riser, frog walker, El Coyote's brother. He's a leather lover. He got squinty eyes and suntan cheeks, a rides a rough out weight with a bucket seat, a hitched hair belt around his waist. He's a shadow riding fool, stay out of his way. He's a leather lover, a rawhide man. He ain't like no other. He's a leather lover. Pitch your slack. Suntan cheeks, her eyes are rough out weighed with a bucket seat, a hitched hair belt around his waist. He's a shadow riding fool, stay out of his way. He's a leather lover, a rawhide man. He ain't like no other. He's a leather lover. He's a leather lover. He's a leather lover.
Boy, yeah, leather lover. Good stuff there from Wyoming.
Say that 10 times real fast.
Leather lover?
Yes.
10 times really fast.
Really fast. You are your
Very
father's
big
son.
Chicken.
All right.
Oh, dear.
We're talking about branding time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It is our annual branding show.
There you go.
You talked about, we started there, different styles, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Different rules, yeah.
Whatever works for you.
That's that to fly new.
That's it.
Catch as catch can.
What? If you catch something, drag it.
You better get it to the fire. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've been to brandings that use the Nord forks.
Yes.
Those are the things that hold the babies down on the head. But you have to drag double hawk.
And you better be careful when you turn loose.
There you
better
go.
Not be standing over it.
That's right.
When you things go south.
Put some slack in the rope and then just let the baby kick out of that, right?
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We talked about us as dragging cows.
Yeah. We never roped.
No.
Unless they're super big. And then somebody else got to rope.
I don't even ever remember that.
I remember wrestling some pretty big calves.
I did too. My gosh, yeah.
You know, and as a kid, I really enjoyed branding. I lived for branding.
Uh-huh.
Not so much.
It's, you know what?
Nowadays.
Yeah. Especially when it's yours, because who's doing all the work?
Mama is doing
all the work, yeah.
And the corral can only handle one boss.
That's a true statement.
Yes.
I've been out to your brandings numerous times, and I go up to Tina and ask her what she wants me to do.
Absolutely.
I don't go ask you.
I don't know nothing. I know nothing.
I know nothing. Tina's in charge.
She's in charge.
Yep.
She is the straw boss.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
So we talked about, you know, some people, they want them headed
and
brought to the fire.
Right.
So they can be thrown that way.
There is a rule there.
Tell me.
If you are heading calves and dragging them to the fire,
sure,
don't take your time.
Right.
You got to hustle in or you're going to choke them down and the boss is going to be unhappy.
You know, I learned from Dick.
Yeah.
Now, I have roped at other brandings that frown on you bringing them in fast by the head.
On a AAA racehorse, huh?
Yeah, they do. I know.
Well, it's
and
just
it's whoever's
in charge.
Whoever's pin you're in.
That's right.
Exactly. Or do you have to drag them in double hawk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Great Basin buckaroos, they're
double
heading.
Double hawk.
They're heading and
healing. Yeah.
Everything.
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 Yeah, and it better be a double.
Right.
You better not dally on a single.
Now, if you watch the good ones, somebody heads, the healer comes in, and he heals.
Mm-hmm.
He stretches them, but then he gives them some slack, and then he follows them to the fire.
Yes.
And he does not lose his loop.
No.
He doesn't lose both hawks.
And there is enough.
It is an amazing thing
truly
to
is.
Watch.
Well, it's an art.
It is
an art.
Yeah, that's right.
Those are cowboys.
And that's it, too. You don't rope something and expect your wrestlers to come out.
No.
You know, you take them to where the wrestlers are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Man, there are just so many different ways of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
What's right? What's wrong?
Yes.
That's right.
The answer is yes.
Whose pen is it?
Whose pen are you?
That is exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about a little cowpoke poetry?
Oh, what you got?
Well, you know, along the same lines.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about branding pen Barbie.
Every cowboy hat pointed due north, like a compass to a magnet. She stood out like a Miley Cyrus video on a rerun show of Dragnet. The East Fork branding pen had seen it all, from high school kids to wannabes, from a few dudes and jocks to real good hands, but by my guess, she was none of these. Her hair was big and blonde and piled real high, and we all smelled her arrive. The telltale fragrance of Eau de Calfscours was masked by Chanel No. 5. Her designer jeans were painted on tight. They were dry cleaned, steam pressed, and new. Her gaping blouse showed her black camisole, and a couple of other things, too. Her fishing lure earrings glittered and shone like the bling belt about her waist, and her hand-stitched honky-tonk cowboy boots showed the utmost in style and taste. Her berry lip gloss shimmered and sparkled, and her makeup was ample and thick. As if applied with a cement trowel and put on in the dark really quick. Her plastic-manufactured fingernails were the kind a badger would covet. I swear she could debark a tree with those things in ways bears would have none of it. But give credit where credit is due, boys, she jumped in and went to wrestle. She sure garnered a lot of attention, like holes in a seagoing vessel. And after working a while, she plumb heated up, you know, like a tractor after starting her. Then she shed her top, and all the schoolboys fought over who would get to be her partner. But by golly, she grappled and wallowed and worked the calves like a drover, with her intimate apparel appearing every time she bent over. I'll bet she had dirt where no dirt had been, and gravel in places unseen. The vista at times was embarrassing, and one time came close to obscene. But she toughed it out to the end of the day, through the blood and the mud and the beer. And after word gets out through the coffee shop, we'll have plenty of help next year.
Yeah, well, and like everything else that I write, that's a true story.
It is a true story.
I don't write stuff that isn't true.
It's not a Terry Fell.
Right, no, that's a fact. How about a little Dick's pick?
Oh, good one, too.
Yeah, that's right. Who's singing this
Ian
week?
Ian Tyson.
Oh, and what's he singing?
Springtime.
Very nice.
Bald eagles back in the cottonwood tree. The old brown hills are just about bare. Springtime sighing all along the creek. Magpies ganging up everywhere. Sunshine's warm on the eastern slope. March came in like a lamb for a change. Gary's pulling calves at the old stampede. We made it through another on the northern range. Lonnie's pulling calves at the top of the world. We made it through another on the northern range. Well, the big Chinook blew in last week. It was warm and strong from the western sea. Pretty soon water running everywhere. Hell, it could run fast enough for me. Broodmare sleeping in the afternoon sun. She's shedding hair everywhere. Time for a change. George's pulling calves at the T-bar Y. We made it. Waddy's pulling calves at the Little League. We made it through another on the northern range. Bald eagles back in the cottonwood tree. The old brown hills are just about bare. Springtime sighing all along the creek. Magpies ganging up everywhere. Sunshine's warm on the eastern slope. March came in like a lamb for a change. Larry's pulling calves at the quarter circle S. We made it through another on the northern range. Alan's pulling calves at the bar for Orlock. Made it through another on the northern range. Jean's pulling calves at the horseshoe bar. We made it through another on the northern range. Ian's in the hills and he's trying to write songs. Kids in the country where the tall grass grows.
Oh, yeah, good stuff there from the late Ian Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, betcha. Well, all right. Spring is finally here.
Yeah.
We have springtime, and now we're branding some calves,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm,
we've
mm-hmm.
got the branding pens dried up enough that we can brand now.
Well, yeah, maybe. Yeah,
maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
We're going to ditch out to another cow commercial, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File.
Hey, if you need to know what's going on in the equine world, all you have to do is pick up a copy of The Wrangler. The Wrangler has been serving the equine and rodeo industry for over 34 years. Enjoy reading featured stories about people you know. Subscribe today or read online for free by visiting thewrangler.com. And follow The Wrangler on Facebook for up-to-the-minute news of everything in the equine world.